This is the Linda Steele Show on demand. Subscribe now on iTunes and listen weekdays 2 to 6 on 980 CKNW and on the Radio Player Canada app.
All right. So John Daly yesterday, as expected, the Bank of Canada, rates going up.
It's up.
And they're going to go up again, possibly a couple more times this year. And so a lot of us sort of see that go by and think, that's not good news. But I'm not really sure how it impacts me. Mm-hmm. So this is the where you're going to find out exactly how we're going to drill down. Blair Manton is a bankruptcy expert with Sands & Associates, and he's in the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure.
Happy
Thanks for
New
having
year.
Me. Happy New Year to you.
Okay, we
Happy
weren't surprised year. To see this rate hike, but really, let's start with the who. Who's actually impacted by it?
Well, you know, it's definitely everyone's aware of it. It's such big news these days. But in terms of who's actually impacted by it, you know, obviously the banks are happy. You know, this is a good news story for banks because they're going to be able to charge higher interest rates. The cost of money essentially just got more expensive. But in terms of consumers, it's mainly people that have really extended themselves on variable rate financing.
Which is almost anybody here with housing.
Yeah. There's definitely a split between those who chose a fixed rate and locked in and could sleep at night and those that thought, okay, let's do a variable rate, take a little bit more risk. Well, that risk is definitely coming home to roost now in that if you've got a variable rate mortgage, or I think almost even worse, a variable rate line of credit, because those ones you often pay just interest only. And since July of last year, the Bank of Canada rate has went up 30%. So you can imagine. Yeah.
Well, it's been so artificially low, I guess, that had lots of room to go up.
It's been a 10-year cycle to get back to here. Yeah.
But let's talk about credit cards specifically, because a lot of people, wasn't there just news that came out in the last 24 hours or so about how many people would actually be hooped if you know, they had to even pay an extra $200 a month?
Yeah, there's almost every news story that you see. You know, Canadians are the most indebted of all the developed nations. We owe $1.68.
Really?
$1.68 for every dollar of income. It's highest among all OECD countries. And then what we've seen just recently is psychologically, people are starting to feel, oh my God, I'm overextended. You know, I'm
so Blair, this isn't government debt that trickles down to us. This
individual.
Is our own personal debt that we've incurred ourselves.
Credit cards, student loans, income taxes, all of that.
I guess that's what keeps you in business.
Well, exactly.
Unfortunately.
And if you can believe it, actually, the bankruptcy rate has been quite low this past, you know, almost 10-year cycle. Since about 2009, bankruptcies have been very low. And, you know, we know why. A lot of it is that money's just been so cheap. It's been so easy to borrow against your house, to get that line of credit, to overextend yourself on the mortgage, which usually is a bad idea. But if the house goes up in value all the time, well, it turns out to be a good investment.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, the interest rates go up, the housing market starts to soften a little bit, and now we're carrying much more debt, and it's, for some people, it'll become critical.
You've almost got a perfect storm of factors here. But to your point, Linda, on credit cards, you know, essentially, this is going to have no impact on people with credit cards because credit card interest rates are already absurdly high. You know,
are they still 19%?
Typically, 19 to 29% on a
29
on a store credit card. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, let's not even talk about payday loans because that even gets worse, right?
Yeah.
But you know, you're already prime plus 17 or prime plus 27. The banks aren't going to be cute enough to go prime plus 17.25. You know,
right.
They're really not going to drag it up like that, I don't think. But realistically, if you're paying 19 or 29% on your debts, the prime rate going up is not your problem. The interest rate you're already paying is your problem.
What if you got took out a loan to buy a car?
Yeah, those ones, the vast majority of loans to buy vehicles are fixed rate loans. So they're not going to be impacted by this at all. Some loan to buy vehicles are variable rate. It's a very small percentage. And with those, all they do is extend the time to pay off the loan. So if you've got a car payment, typically that's not going to change.
So it sounds like the killer then is the line of credit. And so many people have one of those.
Oh, yeah. And as you know, quite often we've been counseled, hey, if you can get money at 2%, why wouldn't you take money at 2%? And ideally, you're going to invest in something that's going to earn more than 2%, you know, renovate your house or do an investment. But a lot of the time, what I see in my business is it just goes to paying the costs of life that go up every single year. And people take money out against their home, but they don't have anything to show for it. And they've got all this debt to pay back.
What is the amount that we should all actually have just in case of an emergency? What's the actual dollar figure, they say?
You know, the ideal sense is 6 months of your fixed expenses. So if you were to think about, you know, your rent, you know, your car payment, groceries, different things like that, you should be in a position, and I say should because I very rarely see somebody who is in the position, that if the worst happened, you could sustain yourself for up to 6 months.
Well, what do you think the percentage of people is who would have 6 months set aside?
Oh, less than 10%, I think. Yeah, I think it's very, very minimal. I know of really nobody within my circle of friends, and, you know, I'm late 30s here in Vancouver, that has the ability to do that. You know, a lot of people are just struggling to pay their costs on a month-to-month basis.
That's a lot of money to keep socked away someplace.
for an emergency that might not happen.
And right? when you were getting such poor interest rates from the banks for your savings account.
Well, and that's the other side, too. So ideally, the banks are going to pass on this quarter point on your savings accounts, and you know that'll do almost nothing for you.
Exactly, right? But then it almost becomes a shell game because people start to look to, you know, borrow from here and there to pay things off, you know, like a cup game with a ball underneath. What do you do?
We call that financial Tetris. So you're just getting enough money from one card to move it to another and free up a little bit of space there. And it's a game that never has a happy ending because eventually all your cards are going to be maxed and you can't get any more credit. So, you know, a couple things that I encourage people to do now, you know, one is to really stress test your budget. So this is the third increase we've seen in, since July. There's going to be more. We're not going to keep a low interest rate environment forever. And if you look at the amount of debt that you're carrying, you know, check it out. If the interest rates were to go up by a full percentage point again, would you be able to handle that difference? And if the answer is no, well, then you might have to consider some other options to restructure things outside of your mortgage or outside of your car loan, like your credit cards.
Do you think the Bank of Canada takes into consideration the fact that so many Canadians are teetering on the edge of disaster and that that may stop them from doing another increase as soon as they might like to want to do that?
Yeah, you know, I'm a bit of a junkie on these things. So I watched the Bank of Canada governor's remarks, and he said he quoted the $1.68 per dollar of income as a debt measure and said, you know, that worries him. NAFTA renegotiation worries him. On the other side, we've got historically low unemployment and business seems to be doing well. So I know they're considering all of those factors. But I think, you know, the average consumer is the one that's really going to feel the pinch here. The bigger factors, we've got nothing to do with those, but the average consumer is really going to feel an impact here.
Tell you what, you know, one of the most sobering things that you can do is take your credit card statement, go to the very bottom, and sort of buried in there, it'll say that if you were to just make the minimum payment on this account, this is how many years it would take you to pay it off. And sometimes it's up there in the neighborhood of like 125 years.
Oh, yeah. 50 years, 100 years, 200 years. Sometimes they just stop counting and say, you know, realistically, it's a very high number.
They shouldn't be allowed to let you carry that much then if you're continually making the minimum payment. The bank should know that you're in the glue and you can't, you know, you're in financial trouble.
Yeah, and that's the challenge, I think, for me, Linda, in my business, is people are so reluctant to go and see a trustee to talk about their debt because it's so comfortable just to pay the minimums every month. The bank thinks you're a great person. Your credit rating is excellent if you pay all the minimums every month, even if you never pay off the debt. But that's not helping you. That's just helping the banks. The bank's getting a 20% return on their money they've loaned to you. You wouldn't be able to get that with money you invest with them.
Well, I tell you what, people are embarrassed. They say, well, I don't want to declare bankruptcy. I've interviewed people who have gone to you and oh my God, the stress that was relieved, and you give them a path forward that helps them get out of it and can almost get credit again in a short period of time.
Exactly.
But, all right. Blair Mountain, thank you so much for coming in. Bankruptcy expert with Sands and Associates. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. My pleasure.